This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Invited to join us here toll-free. Russia has apparently issued or is going to issue its own cryptocurrency. Mike's going to tell us about that here tonight. You can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. It's Ian, Mike, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts to get things started here this hour. First up, he's Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
You know, during the press conference of President Trump, he mentioned about going to the Philippines come November, and it brings delight to my heart
For
him to visit that country. But that being said, you know,
so he's going to meet up with President Rodrigo Duterte, who is basically the Trump of the Philippines.
Who's doing a wonderful job right now? You know,
you mean killing innocent, peaceful drug users
the
streets?
There you go. And blacks are killing they are killing blacks in America, according to him, which I will not dispute.
According to who?
To President Duterte. Okay?
Okay.
You know, but that being said, you know, I always believe that, you know, this whole situation with the NFL is driven by white guilt. And then this commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, who is from this area, by the way, New York, New Jersey.
He's from Jersey.
New York and New Jersey, because the NFL offices is in New York City. Okay.
Okay.
This one is kind of like wishy-washy on where he really stands on the issue. Okay. Talk about our community. Whatever happened to the people who support the NFL?
Apparently, a lot of them stopped supporting the NFL. They've called the show, and they're putting on some kind of a boycott.
And the ratings have been plummeting.
Have they really?
Oh, yeah.
They're down.
Right. And,
they're down
and
like
you know
30%.
Something? I joined with that boycott because any NFL merchandise, I wouldn't buy them. This one that I find really interesting. It's a game called, electric football. It's
electric football?
That's right. Electric football.
That's the name. Is it a video game?
It's not really a video game. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like a board game.
There's a board game, a football board game.
When I was a kid, they had something they called electric football, and it was just a vibrating mat that moved around the pieces.
What do you do with it?
You set the guys up and they do things.
Yeah, it's like a little foam football that one of the little guys carries, and you know he runs until the other guys run into him and knock him over, and then you start a new play.
But it's just a vibrating mat, so it's all random?
Yeah.
So there's no actual game to it then? There's no skill involved?
Yeah.
You could technically call it, if you put money on it, you could call it gambling.
Okay, yes, that would be a game if you put money on it, I suppose. Okay, what about it, Ralph?
You know,
what about electric football?
Well, any of the NFL merchandise, I would join in the boycott by not buying anything. If it went from $50 to
now, how many NFL hats or merchandise did you buy last year?
Actually, if you go in the garage sale,
no, it doesn't count. If you go to the garage sale,
you pay next to nothing.
You're not really supporting the team.
That's a yard sale patriot there.
You know, but,
see, all I'm saying here, Ralph, is that you're not really joining a boycott if you never go there in the first place, are you?
I don't attend any game. I don't go to any game, if you ask me. And this
I don't know. Is it true? I don't know. Is if you've never been to a place before and you never had an intention to go there, are you really a boycotter?
I can't see. You're not one.
I don't watch any television coverage of the game. Either.
I don't watch any TV. Period. But that doesn't mean I'm necessarily part of a boycott.
But regarding this, persona non grata, not interested, Kaepernick. Okay, who set up this whole firestorm? This man really has nothing to prove. He's a ghetto guy. He's a
what?
Black and a ghetto thug.
A what?
And ghetto something.
Ghetto thug.
Ghetto thug? Thug. Oh, thug.
That's right.
You're allowed to say a white family. What is it? Yeah, that's hardly a ghetto thug.
You're allowed to say thug. You're not allowed to say the N-word, right?
He grew up in a middle-class, suburban, white family.
Did he?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call,
Ghetto
Ralph.
Thug.
I appreciate it, I think. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I've always wondered that, like, I've never eaten at the restaurant Margaritas here in Keene, which is kind of a regional Mexican, let me put quotes around, Mexican restaurant chain. They supported the smoking ban here in New Hampshire, which was one of the things that happened, like, basically right after we moved here, Mark, back in 2006, or right before, or right around that time. Margaritas was one of the corporate sort of supporters of that smoking ban, and I remember saying, well, if they're going to support the smoking ban, openly at least, I'm not going to be eating there. There are other places for me to eat. I'm not going to eat at Margaritas. But I'd never eaten there before. Although that said, I probably would have eaten there had it not been for the smoking ban at some point, right? Like, because I've had people say to me, hey, let's go to Margaritas, and I've said, no, I don't eat there. So had I not been boycotting, then I would have been like, sure, let's
but
go.
But if you had gone, then you'd be accused of cultural appropriation for drinking a margarita.
I have to call that a boycott.
Yeah,
the reason is that you are a Mexican food aficionado.
Not an aficionado.
You will eat Mexican food.
I like it.
If at any opportunity, if somebody was going to prepare you Mexican food daily, you would be happier for it.
I'd probably get tired of
it. I'll bring down some of my chili for you.
Mexican food?
It's this maple venison chili I made for John Babiar's birthday. And,
that sounds nice.
Everybody seems to love it. So
does that count as Mexican though? I'm not saying don't bring it, please.
It's pretty spicy, so I'm
well, you can't out spicy Ian.
Oh, please stop, bragging about. I'm not, the most spice-tolerant person out there. I don't eat ghost peppers or anything like that. I'm not into maximum, what is it, the, what's the, there's a measurement for...
Scoville.
Scoville's, yeah. That's right. And so they have measurements of what is the spiciest, the hottest thing out there. Anyway, not into that. Not into pain, but I do like a little bit of spice, and New England food tends to be bland.
I was just trying to get him to bring the food.
Yeah. By all means,
I think you'll like it.
Bring some chili. I love some good chili. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Parker. He's on the line on Skype calling from Washington State. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not a whole lot. So, have you guys heard at all about this, November 4th thing that Antifa is going to try and do, or they, cause violence, presumably to, overthrow the government or whatever?
Why, yes. Yes, I have. I've actually had this pulled up as show prep for the last several days, and I haven't gotten to it because it's not really critical yet. It's going to happen apparently on November 4th, as you mentioned. And website, refusefascism.org. It's fascism, drive out the Trump-Pence regime. End this nightmare. November 4th, take to the streets. Day after day, the Trump-Pence regime must go. Apparently they think they're going to protest their way out of the Trump-Pence administration.
I was under the impression that they were going to incite or enact acts of violence.
There's a good chance. If it's Antifa.
I do hear that gun purchases among the left has been increasing. So we may see some actual violence. It may not be actual leftists, but it might just be. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, and unfortunate if it does get to that point.
Well, your first test is going to be this tomorrow. As we reported last night here on Free Talk Live, the governor of the state of Florida has issued a state of emergency for Alachua County, and they're bringing in hundreds of police with the expectation of a major clash between white nationalists and the anti-fascists.
Is that because Richard Spencer is going to be talking at University of Florida?
That's correct. Ah. They're going to be bringing in 500 cops, They're going to have the university itself is footing the bill for $500,000 worth of security for this event. I mean, it is a crazy situation that could be very interesting
tomorrow.
I think
he's controlled opposition.
Spencer?
Because he's openly stated that he is a socialist.
Well, there's actually somebody who claims that if you do some digging, you can find out that he's funded by George Soros. There More coming go. Up here in moments. 855 450 free. And then, of course, they also say he's Soros is funding Antifa, both. So that he's funding
That's
both of them.
Classical dialectics.
More on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark. You likely have taken at some point in your life some kind of nutritional supplement, and it's a good idea to take a some kind of multivitamin or whatever, but you need to understand the limitations. Multivitamins that you're getting at the store and that sort of thing, they're synthetic. They certainly don't cover everything. If you visited, say, a naturopath or something like that, you'd likely be told that you need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and all kinds of other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five different bottles of product, spending $150 per month. If that's a situation that you've experienced or you've heard about, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. Because for 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and the complexity out of a complete supplement program. You can visit simplifymysupplements.com and learn more. Know that I lost somewhere between 10 and 15 pounds, sort of accidentally, simply by because of the probiotic and balancing out my gut. And I didn't even know, I didn't know why I was losing weight. Couldn't figure it out. Enter coupon code FTO when you're at SimplifyMySupplements.com. You can receive 10% off your order every time you order. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Coupon code FTL. Satisfaction guaranteed. And they take Bitcoin.
Parker's on the line with us here from Washington State. You called in to ask if we'd heard about the protests coming up on November 4th by the Antifa, the anti-fascist group, who have been accused in a lot of instances, some of the members of that group have been accused of fomenting violence at various different, let's say, public speaking events or protests, counter-protests. We're going to be seeing likely the clash. The police are going to try to get in the way, supposedly, but there's a purported clash going to happen tomorrow in Gainesville, Florida, at the University of Florida, where a white supremacist or white nationalist is going to be speaking, and both the white nationalists and the Antifa folks are planning on being there in large numbers, so we'll see what happens then. And then, just weeks away, November 4th, there's a website, refusefascism.org, that's been set up, where they say that this nightmare must end. Parker, what... Well, I'll tell you more, I guess, from the site here in moments, but you already know what's going on here. We'll enlighten our listeners a little bit further. What brought this to your attention, Parker?
Well, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos over the last couple of days, and I've had some small knowledge of it before my more enlightening views on YouTube. But here's what I'm wondering, because Antifa claims to be anarcho-communist.
Not surprised.
I'll bet there are a whole bunch of things, but yeah. Sort of the core of it all.
It's probably a mishmash of a whole bunch of different things. Some are commies, some are anarcho-communist, some are socialist.
I bet you're right.
So I don't necessarily see how someone could possibly be an anarchist and a socialist or an anarchist and a communist at the same time. That's beside the point. So you have that, and they're violent, and then you've got the government, and they are inherently violent.
Sure.
Now, that being said, because I live about 2.5 hours to 3 hours away from Seattle, let's say Antifa were to start engaging in violence and attacking peaceful.
They are planning an event in Seattle, by the way.
Okay, well, that's So let's say hypothetically. And this might not remain hypothetical for much longer, but let's say just for the moment, hypothetically, that they started engaging in violence and started to attack peaceful people. What of these four options would you guys take? Would you fight Antifa, fight the states, fight both, or fight neither?
I don't believe fighting is going to, obviously if you're attacked, you should defend yourself, but I don't generally believe that fighting is going to lead us to peace.
There's going to be violence someplace, the first thing to do is to avoid that. If you're going someplace to intentionally confront, then you're not quite in the range.
You're asking for it.
Yeah, you're not really defending yourself if you purposely go there expecting to be attacked.
Well, let me rephrase the question a little bit.
Mark, you didn't answer the question either.
I think that it is our responsibility as voluntarists or as anarcho-capitalists or agorists, whichever one of those three you choose to identify as, it is our responsibility to protect people to the best of our ability when we see violence being enacted against peaceful persons. So
how was that responsibility created?
Well, I tend to think that that the government's not going to the government has no desire nor any ability to protect people. People have the ability to protect themselves.
And generally, if you have a responsibility, there has to be some sort of way that it was created, like you agreed to do something. And I'm not saying that you're wrong to suggest that people should stand up for innocence if they are being attacked. I don't think that's the wrong thing to do, but it's also not necessarily wrong for somebody to preserve themselves and, you know, get the heck out of there.
I think it's more a matter of, you know, being a good neighbor. You're going to defend your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it's a matter of, you know, how far do you go in defining who is your neighbor?
Yeah,
and how far do you go with the defense?
Okay, yeah. So yes, I concur with those statements, but
which statements?
That you should defend your, okay. You know, people you know, and you know that sort of thing.
What about people you don't know?
But if you, for instance, are part of a military, organization, and you go to, say, halfway around the world, you set up camp, people then attack your neighbor, you are no longer, in my opinion, defending your neighbor, you're just an invading force. So if you leave your house, your neighborhood, your
Seattle
city,
crossing
your
a border,
state, your region, and you go to some other place in order to defend your neighbors, you are no longer doing what I would consider.
Well, wait, so can Parker go to Seattle?
Parker can do whatever he wants.
No, but would he be defending his neighbors?
Where's the border between Parker's neighbors and Parker's not neighbors?
That's right. It's three houses out.
Well, I tend to think that If I'm in Seattle and I see someone, if I see an Antifa member with like a mask on their face coming at a guy with like a bat or a stick or a knife or something, and I've got a firearm and I have a reasonable belief that the Antifa member is going to cause bodily harm to the person that the Antifa member is rushing, I think I have a responsibility to pull my firearm and shoot the guy.
You are looking for trouble.
If you're purposely there and purposely armed expecting that to happen, you're contributing to the issue. However, perhaps the neighborhood watch may want to ask for volunteers to help ensure security of peaceful civilians. And in that case, you know, you're dealing with something a bit more organized. But, you know, really, if you're just a guy who's looking for a place where something may happen, you really don't want to be, you know, contributing to that sort of a problem.
Yeah, what's the legality of that situation that he just described there? If, you know, the fight hasn't actually begun, but somebody's menacing and coming at another person with a weapon, do you have the legal ability to step in and do that? And does it change state by state? More coming up.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do?
It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us right here and take control of the airwaves. We're talking about the upcoming Antifa protests that are scheduled, not the one tomorrow that's going to be happening in University of Florida in Gainesville that we discussed last night, the expected fight between the white nationalists and the Antifa and the police. It's brewing up for tomorrow.
Sounds like a football game.
It's yeah, right. Pick your colors. But we're talking about the it was actually Parker who called in. He's still on the line, actually, in Washington State about upcoming protests on November 4th, where the Antifa folks are protesting around the country in various different states. Not every state, apparently, but in basically, you know, some states. And if you can go to their website, which is refusefascism.org, you can see what they have to say about it. They've got a lengthy piece here about how terrible, you know, Donald Trump is. And there's no doubt Trump's a bad guy. But I don't think that getting out in the streets is going to end the nightmare, as they're saying here. This nightmare must end. Millions must feel this and ache with the question of how to stop this unrelenting terror. The stakes are nothing less than the future of humanity and the planet itself. Who will end this nightmare? We will. Only the determined struggle of millions of people acting together with courage and conviction can drive this regime from power. Now, don't get me wrong. I would be so happy if they could drive, you know, a regime out of Washington, D.C. I prefer they not be replaced by any other regime, but of course that tends
to... the regime they want is going to be even worse.
Well, yes. Right. Oh, yes.
I mean, it's always going to get worse, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. You know, Barack Obama made things worse over George Bush. Donald Trump's making things worse over Barack Obama. And, you know, it doesn't matter who follows who. Things are going to get worse. But I'd love to see, you know, the regime replaced with nothing. But unfortunately, that's not how regime, regime removals tend to go.
Someone I'm not sure what the end game here must be. Something like, we need to get people mobilized so that we can, once they are emotionally attached to us, then we can get our message out to them a little better.
But I'll share what they want here in moments. They've got a statement, but let's go back to Parker, because he was talking about literally fighting with people in the streets, saying that libertarians should have some sort of obligation to defend peaceful people. And certainly, if you see, you know, some kid or a grandmother or whatever getting mugged, then that makes, you know, it's pretty clear who you can defend in that circumstance. But you were talking about, Parker, if you were standing in a situation where somebody with a bat is coming at another person who you don't know if that other person is armed. They might be. They may have a gun in the small of their back for all you know. But, you say if that person with a bat's coming at them, you think that if you have a gun, you should go ahead and blast them away. And we didn't talk about this on the air, but I wanted to bring up the issue of, state by state, there are different rules as far as you said off the air, Mike, stand your ground.
Yeah. There's different legal standards about use of self-defense. For instance, Massachusetts had their legal standard is what's called a duty to retreat. So if you are faced with a violent attacker, your duty is to retreat
from
that.
And isn't that true in your own home? That you have to leave, like run out of your own home?
Unless there are children or elderly or disabled people there.
Oh.
And the other exception is if you reach a point in your house where there is no retreat.
I see. They got you cornered.
Like if you would have to, break your legs to jump out the window a couple of stories,
right,
then you can defend yourself. But then
you
got to
jump out a window. That
right.
Sounds safe.
Then a state like New Hampshire and apparently Washington State, you have stand your ground where no matter where you are, if you're confronted by someone and you believe that they are presenting a deadly threat to you, you are authorized to use deadly force. The problem is that if both sides are showing up someplace expecting the other side to use deadly force, both sides are going to be expecting the other and mm-hmm. feeling the other is going to be deadly force. So you're really creating a armed confrontation there, and that's really not something that
you want to get involved in.
Yeah. No.
Parker, any other thoughts?
How about this as a thought? Let's adjust my hypothesis for a moment. Let's say that instead of an armed man coming at a peaceful person, and you have reasonable belief that the Antifa member will enact violence. Let's suppose that he's already actively like the attack is imminent. It's going to happen. You see it. It's like slow motion. Sometimes when something happens, like everything just sort of slows down. It's like that. So you see the attack already in progress. Do you have some obligation to stop it?
No, you don't have any obligation to ever intervene in a situation. You may claim that there's a moral obligation to do so from whatever belief
system.
There's
not a moral obligation. Yeah. You feel an obligation.
And there may be some argument under, for instance, Good Samaritan law that you are shielded from legal liability for defending someone against a criminal.
I'd check with an attorney on that one
definitely,
first.
Definitely.
Hey, Parker, thanks for the call.
I am not an attorney.
You're better off staying home on this one, but thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Before we go on with more calls here, I want to read an excerpt from this lengthy screed on refusefascism.org. This is what they say is going to happen on November 4th, 2017. They say, we will gather in the streets and public squares of cities and towns across this country, at first many thousands, declaring that this whole regime is illegitimate and that we will not stop until our single demand is met. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. Well, now, first of all, again, I don't support anybody in the federal government in Washington, D.C. I wish they would just disappear from the face of the planet. That said, though, I mean, there's a strong argument that from the system's perspective, Trump is legitimate because he was elected through the legal process, just as Bush and Barack Obama were before him. You may not like the results of that process, but ultimately, it was legitimate from the system's perspective. going on. It says here, our protests must grow day after day and night after night. So they're not just talking about one day here. They're hoping this will be an ongoing
revolution.
Occupy kind of growing thing where people keep coming and keep supporting.
Yeah, they like the revolution sort of,
yeah,
sort of
it's
idea.
It's a dialectical conflict strategy. It's a typical Marxist revolutionary strategy.
Thousands becoming hundreds of thousands and then millions determined to act to put a stop to the grave danger that the Trump-Pence regime poses to the world by demanding that this whole regime be removed from power. Our actions will reflect the values of respect for all of humanity and the world we want, in stark contrast to the hate and bigotry of the Trump-Pence fascist regime. Our determination to persist and not back down will compel the whole world to take note. Every force and faction in the power structure would be forced to respond to our demand. The cracks and divisions. Oh, they responded. Remember what happened last time with Occupy? The power structure definitely responded. Who was in charge of the country in 2011?
Yep.
Well, you didn't see many anti-war protests during that that regime.
No, that's true. They went; those protests went away, and we haven't really seen much anti-war protests since the new regime either. Yeah. By the way,
yeah, this is anti-fascism, what they define as fascism. You know.
So no, I'm sorry. I don't think. First of all, I'm color me skeptical that you're going to ever hit millions of people in the streets over this particular thing. I think even if millions of people agree with Antifa, most of them are too afraid to do anything about it because nobody wants to get their head cracked in by a police truncheon. I mean, I'm not saying that people shouldn't stand up for what they believe in, but it's hard to get these kind of numbers that they are talking about.
If you've got bad ideas, you shouldn't stand up for them.
Basically, you're asking people to walk away from whatever job or family obligations that they have.
But they don't care about that. Like
the people who are organizing the protests
don't.
How many
of those actually have jobs?
That's what I'm saying. The people who do have jobs and who do have families, they're the ones who, they have to be pushed to the brink. I mean, if you look at a situation like Venezuela, where people are actually starving because of a terrifying socialist regime in that particular case, socialist, fascist, I don't care. I mean, whether we're talking about Trump or Pence or Nicolas Maduro, they're all scum as far as I'm concerned. But even down in Venezuela, where people are starving and they've lost, the average person I think has lost like 17 pounds in the last year because they just don't have food, and they're relying on the government now to bring food in, and that's resulting in all kinds of disaster. But even in that situation, Maduro's still holding on to power.
And he's telling people to raise rabbits.
They do. It's a great form of meat, there's no doubt. Rabbits and chickens. I got to say chickens because they both produce eggs.
But let's go on with the vision here of what they want to happen. So they say the cracks and divisions among the powers already evident today will sharpen and widen. As we draw more and more people forward to stand up, all of this could lead to a situation where this illegitimate regime is removed from power. Really?
It could
do that. Exactly. I mean,
and do what? Put Hillary in power?
Right. Put the military in power? Because normally it's a military, rising that will do this sort of thing. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Ian, Mike, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Also, of course, want to invite you to our website. You can help support Free Talk Live on the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you can send in $5 a month to the show, and you can get access to perks, just like James Whittakind has done in Arizona. People have been surprised that James Witt is now in the AMP-only Facebook group, but he really did AMP the show, and if you've been wanting to interact with him on the Internet, then this is one way that you can do that, because he is in there, it seems like, on a daily basis, having arguments and insulting our other amplifiers. So,
and hosts.
Yeah, so if you want to get a little bit of action with James, he is now one of the features in our AMP-only Facebook group. If you would like to turn him off as a feature, you can just block his profile, and then he won't see anything he posts.
Today he tagged me in some rambling screed, and I put the 10 tips for beginners in meditation for him. Yeah,
it's a great idea. So let's see here. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, with credit card, or Bitcoin. It is up to you, and you get perks. There's other ones besides the AMP Only Facebook group. You can get access to the AMP Only call-in lines. We had a caller using them tonight. You also have access to the AMP Only podcast and more. Get all the details and get signed up. And it helps us, by the way, when you do that. It helps us get on more radio stations and bring the ideas of liberty to more new ears. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing with the remainder, is fairly short here at this point. The anti-fascists, refusefascism.org, they plan to grow their numbers in the streets starting on November 4th. believing that they can, day after day, bring thousands to become hundreds of thousands, then millions of people into the streets across America to try to put a stop to the Trump-Pence regime. They believe that it could lead to a situation where their regime is removed from power. Now, I'm not sure exactly how that would work, because Trump is not going to remove himself from power.
Unlikely.
I mean, we've seen people protesting in the streets before. That does not result in regimes being removed from power. Now, in like the Arab Spring or whatever, firebombing the government buildings and actually like fighting with the government people, that did successfully result with the assistance of the, I think it was the Egyptian military, in the government being removed from power.
They might conceivably get the state of Washington, or at least the western portion of it, to secede from the Union.
That would based take... on protests in the streets? I mean, that'd be great. If that's all it takes for secession to all of a sudden take hold, that'd be great. But that's not what they're asking for.
They're talking about millions of people.
They want the whole country under their boot.
Oh, yeah, they
that's,
do.
That's not what they're asking for. They don't want to leave. They want Trump to leave. That's what they want. And normally when some regime is ejected from power, what is it, 9 times out of 10, it's the military that does it, and then you have a military coup on your hands, basically, and then the military puts their own people in whatever roles of...
That's what happens.
Yeah. So let me go on here. Spread the word and organize now, they say. Be part of making history. Don't let it be said that you stood aside when there was still a chance to stop a regime that imperils humanity and the earth itself. Join in taking to the streets and the public squares day after day and night after night, demonstrating that in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. On November 4th, 2017, we will stand together with conviction and courage, overcoming fear and uncertainty, to insist that this nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. And then they give you the website here. There's locations and all kinds of like organizing.
Are they giving
stuff.
Fashion tips for red shirts or brown shirts?
Well, I think the brown shirts will be on the fascist side, right? And then the red shirts will be on
the
Antifa side.
How can you tell
side?
The difference? It's just...
Skinhead. So the fascists, they kind of have that skinhead look to them, like Richard Spencer with the buzz cut.
The Antifa people act a lot like fascists these
days. Sure they do. There's no doubt about it. But they look different, right? Like the Antifas, they've got the hoods, they've got the masks, they've got
shields.
The dreadlocks. So there's definitely a different kind of
lack of personal hygiene
look to them. Anyway, let's go to John. He's in New York, and we're going to follow this situation, obviously. So on the 4th, I'm sure this is something we're going to be talking about. And in fact, tomorrow there's that situation that's going to hit in the University of Florida. Hello, John. You're on the air.
Well, hello. How are you tonight, sir?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
You guys know what bed bugs are?
I've heard about these things.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I've never had an experience with them.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm ground zero here in Auburn. We have an epidemic in Auburn, New York.
I wrote that book,
The Epidemic of Holocaust. And I'm telling you, I went to get a clothing voucher today, and they told me, we can't give you clothes here because they shut our funding down because there's a bed bug epidemic in Auburn. And I knew there was years ago.
Damn.
And it's gotten worse. I'm telling you right now, there's things crawling on my wall. I can't even move in the kitchen. I can't. I have no clothes. I'm wearing no clothes right now because I have no clothes.
That sounds like a personal issue.
It's really funny, right? I got the dog to keep
that
warm.
That is funny. Okay? It's going to get cold real soon up there in Auburn, New York.
Hey, weighs 3 pounds, but she's 102 degrees, so it's okay. I got the oven on. I'm cool.
You've got the oven on. You're naked in your kitchen.
I would bundle up and turn
it's
off the heat and open your freezer and just freeze them out because the bugs
freeze the bugs. I don't know if that's how you do it.
That does not kill a bed bug. They are insidious. They can live 300 days without food. They live in the walls. Yeah. And it's
why do they call them bed bugs if they live in the walls? Why not call them wall bugs?
They do live in the walls, sir, but they're insidious to the bed. They're indigenous to the bed. They feed off carbon dioxide. They jump 3 feet.
Do they not bite?
It's my understanding you can put the bed up on some risers.
They're vampires. They're little vampires. I don't know why God created these little sons of guns. I'm telling you, they're insidious. You can't kill them. They're impossible to kill.
I can't believe they're impossible to kill. I mean, surely there are ways.
Bed bugs are very resilient.
Everything can die, but if you kill it, you'll kill yourself. The only
My goodness.
Kill a bed bug
I would take a vacation and do a bug bomb on your whole house.
I'm telling you, those bug bombs are not as effective as you might like to believe, or at least they weren't against fleas. We had a situation here.
There's only one known treatment out there. It'll get rid of your secret. If you've got bed bugs,
fire.
You put your clothes in the dryer for 30 minutes on high. That will kill the lice, the eggs, and everything. I do this for a living. I exterminate bed bugs. Now, ironically,
I thought you just said you couldn't get rid of them.
You can't, but you can kill them.
Well, then how can you do? Are you scamming people, dude? Are you going out there telling people you'll get rid of their bed bugs and then putting down poison that doesn't work?
I think he's capturing them and taking them home.
I can kill bed bugs in any clothing, but they get in walls. You have to heat, treat, and seal it. It costs about $70,000 to do a 5-story building.
Damn, that's crazy.
You can heat up to 210 degrees. That melts everything. And that kills everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can always set the place on fire, and that will take care of it. Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He's Ricky in Pennsylvania. Ricky, go ahead.
That's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Short on time.
Well, that's all right. I just want to ask you a quick question about Christopher Cantwell before I go into that other piece.
We don't have time for another thing. Go ahead with the question.
All right, quickly. Well, you know what? Screw it. Screw the question.
All right.
Christopher Cantwell in jail, obviously.
Yep, he's there. That's right.
Okay. Mark gave me an interesting idea the other night when Brett was on. Something I always knew when he said about shooting the pigs in the head, just like my old man used to when he was younger.
We're talking about porcine animals. Go ahead.
Right. Right. Because you cannot take, I mean, they can make it difficult with a carry permit, but in New Hampshire and in the Commonwealth, they cannot take your rights away to own or even, for that matter, carry a firearm. Now, here's my idea.
Sure they can.
Do it all the time.
If you commit a felony, you definitely can. Or
they've done it to me.
What did you say, Ricky?
Hmm?
What did you say?
They can't actually take your, well, I know here they can't actually take your rights away. They can make it difficult to get a carry permit, but they can't take your rights away. But that's no matter. Check me this out. I had a great idea. Solve all this. Chris is down in jail down in Virginia, and he's even not even being treated like a human being.
Mark, Ricky says you can have guns. They can't take your rights away.
Well, there's an argument.
I'll talk about that another night, but here's where my idea come in.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Get this.
Where your idea come in?
Myself, I was thinking, now follow with me. Now, Chris ain't even being treated like a human being. Now, this is wrong. Okay, now I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, you got that nice cruiser you drive around in there, Ian.
No, actually, I don't. But I had one at one point in the past. And
well,
it was never mine.
I
just drove it.
Okay, but here, follow me off.
Yeah.
So you got a vehicle. So here's what we do. Great idea. Now, just follow with me here.
Okay, you got to spit it out, like now.
You got Mark, and you got Daryl.
Yep. Now, we're all cruising.
I don't get to come along.
Follow me on this. Okay.
It's the hardest thing to do ever is to follow you on anything. But we're trying. Go ahead.
Oh, if you listen, you'll get it, man.
Oh, I'm sure. We're going to get it here in 20
seconds.
Because that's the Commonwealth of Virginia. That is what we do. We dress all in black. Follow me. You, me, Mark, Daryl. We go down to the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the nice thing is, you know, you have your pistol of choice there that you normally carry. We give Mark a shotgun.
I wish we could have taken this call earlier.
Follow me on this.
I can't. I can't. You'll have to call tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.